Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show. We talked a little bit about Stephanie told a good story about over the weekend about Sadie at the mall. She's spying on her. And we talked about other things that we did this weekend. But first, let's tell you about Geico. Would you love to save money on insurance? Well, of course, but who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, and even homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour road assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you could save. Simply go to geico.com to get a great quote or contact your local agent.
Hi, I'm Jenny Molin. Join me for Third Wheel, my new podcast that pries into the private lives of different couples every week. This is a deep-dive conversation into the real-life struggles and triumphs that make couples tick. I'm talking about the power dynamics, triggers, and all the issues in between. You know you have them. You'll hear from dating couples like Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy, and Karamo Brown and Carlos Mendel, and married couples like guitarist John Five and Rita Lowry, and even friendship duos like comedians Annie Lederman and Esther Povitsky. No relationship is left unjudged. So listen to and follow Third Wheel with me, Jenny Molin, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Everybody, it's For Crying Out Loud. Yeah, it is. Ding, 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 ding.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not exactly 100% sure what. There's got to be a lot. A week's
gone. I'm sure there is. I just woke up. It's hard to think on a Monday morning. It'll come to us.
I'm like excited.
How are you guys doing?
How are you, like, you know,
yeah.
And you in particular, Randy May Ames, with
yeah, Randy,
too many names.
Speak
and
up.
And Sue Calzone, and also Sarah Stefano.
My paisan.
Yeah, and also Leslie, stop. Mm-hmm. And Alicia, Escalante, and Jennifer, get up. And Amanda and Casey, you ladies.
You ladies, we love you.
Liz is sassy. Gabby and Missy.
No, we don't love you guys, not so much.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker Ishan. Rebecca Lubin, I won't put you in my pocket. Kelly Brandt, she's going to take you.
Yep.
To not hip hop class.
Yes.
Michelle McKibben. I always wonder about people who aren't regulars listening
like,
to her
show. Who the hell are they?
What are
what
you
is doing? This? Who are all these people
so
going to hip hop classes?
Jokes.
One's a cunt.
Amy.
One's hot.
Aaron, who dis? Colleen's a skater girl. Krista get the strap hero. Everybody loves you. We're jealous. Valerie hits it out of the park. Polly, we love your – I ate a pancake this morning.
And you thought
speaking
of Polly?
Of Polly. Athena, we love your dancing. Elizabeth, we adore all your kids. Jacob, you're so growly.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in the nicest way. Mm-hmm. Sandra, it's not easy being green. Ashley, you're chic. Vivian, go to the barber.
Nice. There we go. Yay!
Guess where Albie's going today?
Where? To school?
Yes. Not her school.
Ah.
She's going to – well, she's leaving today for up
Ooh.
North because she's touring Berkeley tomorrow.
That's awesome. Does it –
is this – that's this is where I am in life right now.
Oh, my God.
Junior
so
year
does,
touring colleges.
Really? So is this part of her school program or does, how does
no.
this work?
No, we're just, you know.
You guys are taking her?
John's taking her.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm going to let those two bond.
There you go. That'll be nice.
You know how John's I don't want to say he's the one that's into college because that would be we talk about college a lot.
Right.
And the fact that I didn't go. Right. I was going to say barely went, and then I was like, I meant barely graduated high school.
Right. Yeah.
Did not go to college.
Right.
So I don't have quite the same knowledge or fire in my ass to make this happen.
Right.
I kind of farmed it out to the college counselor and the college private counselor that we hired and John.
Okay. So wait. So you guys just – is he flying? Are they staying overnight?
So they're leaving today. Today is Monday. Mm-hmm. They're leaving today at about their flight leaves at 2:40.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fly into San Francisco, get a car. They're going to take my nephew who is a grown-ass man.
Okay.
Who lives in San Francisco. He's like a finance bro.
Okay.
They're going to take him to dinner. And then they're going to go to their hotel. And I'm then in the morning, tomorrow morning, they have the tour. And then they're going to fly back.
Nice. And they're just going – so, yeah, I guess you'd have to go during the week, right? Miss a school day?
You kind of have to because if you want to go on a tour where there's a lot of kids there.
Yeah. You want to see them in action.
Yeah.
Right.
Although I don't know if they're going to be able to go inside classrooms because of Omicron.
Right.
Mm. Am I saying Omicron right?
Omicron?
Omicron? It's Crom, right? Cron.
Cron. Yeah, with an
N.
Cron.
Is it Om or Om? Because I always thought it was
Om. That could go either way.
Omicron?
Yeah. You say Om.
I say Omicron.
We just call the whole thing off. What the fuck?
Oh, jeez.
This is the nurse's office. Hold on a second. Boy. Sorry.
Take it on air.
Hello? Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. I'll let him call back and get my voicemail. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We had a little call from the nurse's office. Natalia.
I'll let you guys know what's going on.
Yeah. So we're going to speed the show along.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, she might not be able to go into the classrooms because of Omicron.
So they tour.
Tournament.
They just tour.
Because there's a tournament.
Because there's a tournament.
So and she needs to put on some salve.
Right. All right. Well, that'll be fun, though. That's good. That's interesting. Is that the first? Is there any other
stops? She
toured
UCLA, and now she's touring Berkeley. I mean, there's other schools
on her list though that she wants.
There is a list of schools. I don't remember off the top of my. I should. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Well, it's okay.
I'm
you
not
got
proud.
Two.
I'm not bragging that I don't know the school she wants to go to. I know I would love her to stay in California.
Yeah.
Go to a California school.
Right.
In state, baby.
Right.
I would love her to go to a UC if she could get into one. Be awesome. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Yes.
See how it all shakes out.
Okay.
But it makes John feel better that she's getting her tour on.
Yeah. Yes. That's good.
How come the word tournament? How come a tournament is like you're touring around, right? Like you're touring different.
Well, I think.
But yet it's called tournament.
Oh, boy. Would you like to hear the update I just got last night regarding her volleyball?
Oh, no. Yes.
So this weekend
on
Saturday, they have to be. So they're continuing having their practices twice a week until 10 o'clock, 8 to 10.
Okay.
But.
Why so late?
The dojo's hours, their ages, basically the younger kids get the gym at the dojo time earlier than, she's on the 16 team. So the older you get, the later your practices go, I guess, because they got so many teams of different ages. So they get the younger – anyway. But because she's got a tournament at the beginning of April, she has to they have to have these practices now on Saturdays, and they're going to be doing every Saturday because their gym is closed on Saturdays or something at somebody else's house. She has to be there at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. It's one of those on a Saturday, and then back again later that afternoon.
What?
At the dojo. So twice. twice on Saturdays.
Wow.
What fucking weekend do we have, by the way? Now I got to get up. Now I have to take her early morning Saturdays, and then she has to go back in the late afternoon, early evening on a Saturday from now until the beginning of April. Fuck off. This is nuts. Like, what are we doing?
The thing that kills me about this stuff, too, is that, you know, they're not – I mean, unless – I guess some of these girls are going to play, like, college volleyball and get a
they scholarship. Are, including Natalia wants to.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that – I guess I understand. I guess it's when they're a little bit younger and they're playing, like, you know.
Right. When it's, you know, too much.
Then you just go, like, most of these kids are not going to – you know, they're not going to the Olympics. Is that wrong of me to say?
I don't know. I don't – I mean, yeah.
Like, I understand. I understand. Listen, it's not up to me. I understand. But the competitiveness and the intensity and the
– it's too much.
Specificity of all making everything about volleyball or everything about basketball. And then what? Then what happens if they, you know
– yeah, I know.
Most of these kids, like, you look at, like, guys and – you know, most of them are not going to be professional athletes.
Right.
I guess.
Well, Adam will tell you that they take that skills of being on a team sport into their real life, and then it pays off. You know, like basically he knows the difference between guys that played on a team versus guys that never played sports and what better, you know, more successful they are in the workplace, blah, blah, blah. That's what they'll tell you. Adam will tell you. People that played sports. I don't know.
Now, was Adam a professional athlete?
No, but he played peewee all the way through, you know, high school football. You know, and I don't know. So
all
it
right,
depends.
I'm going to disagree.
Jimmy never played sports in his life. So,
you're going to have – so. I think here's another way to look at it, though. Mm-hmm. I think when you become too singular focused, it prevents you from being able to see other options in life.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that helped me was being a no-getter and a non-joiner.
Right.
And I ended up finding lots of things that could make me happy as for a job. Mm-hmm. Like, I was never like – I will only be able to do this with my life. I was never like singularly focused on one thing. And I know a lot of people that were. Mm-hmm. Here's a good example. I know a lot of people that wanted to be stand-up comedians and worked really hard at it, as did I.
Right.
I worked very hard at stand-up. When I decided I really wanted to be a stand-up, I really wanted to be a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. And I went to open mic nights every single night. And I put in the hours. I put in the time. I, you know, wrote with people. I went and waited in line till 1 a.m. to do a spot at the comedy store, you know. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, when it looked like maybe stand-up comedy wasn't going to work out the way I thought, when I could actually realistically assess my chances and go – and when I could think it through and go, even if I did become good enough that I was like touring and headlining clubs, you know, is that the life I want?
Right.
Do I want to be a touring comedian and just like – and I would see some of – you know, and I was like very few stand-up comics break through and become like famous actors.
Right.
I mean, how many do you know?
Right, right.
Very few.
Right.
Name a couple that were big comedians
and
then became huge sitcom stars. I mean,
I know a comedian that was not so successful doing stand-up but became a world – a hero, leader of a country.
Who?
Zelensky.
Yes. Yes. And you know why?
Nice
Jewish
boy.
Because he gave up on stand-up.
Right.
Because he was like,
yeah,
you know,
look at him.
I'm not that great at stand-up comedy.
Right.
Let me think about something else I could do.
That's right.
Well, me and Vlad, we have this in common.
Right.
Okay? Me and Vlad, we're
you
both the same
scrappy.
Page. We're scrappy.
Right.
We're like, you know what? Stand-up comedy, maybe it's not the be-all end-all.
Right, right.
How about my next dream became like, you know what I really want to do, though? Write on a game show.
Right.
And then I was like, how do I make that happen?
Yes.
And then I got a job writing on a game show. And then I did that for a while. And then I was like, what else could make me happy?
Right.
You know,
right.
What other things can make
right.
me happy?
Yeah.
And I've always, I think that when you, but I look at people that get super locked into like, this is all I want to do.
Yeah.
This is the only thing that will make me happy. And I see stand-up comics that are now, you know, mid-50s.
Yeah, sad. Tears of a clown.
Working on a cruise ship once in a
yeah.
while. Not, yeah. you know, barely able
You're
to make a living.
They
and they're still stuck. They're
yeah.
still stuck in that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens. That's what. That's why I tell, say, be a quitter.
Right.
You know?
Be a no-getter.
Be a quit shit.
Quit shit.
Learn to quit. This is what I'm here to tell people. Okay. You know how I said this is not an advice podcast?
Right.
It is.
Right.
Here's my parenting advice. Let your kids quit
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. You know, like Nike says, just do it. We say, just don't
stop.
Do it.
Just relax a
right,
little bit.
Right. Take a chill.
Do less.
Yes. There you go. Those are our advice.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so take this advice to heart, Lynette,
right.
and just cut tonight. Tell Natalia, like, what's the point?
Yeah, you
think
don't
about
need
it.
To go to practice. Oh, geez.
Do you want me to
That'll
call her
go
coach?
Over great. Yeah, you want to talk to her coach? That'd be great.
Obviously, I'm kidding. If I think it's great that Natalia's so committed to this sport,
yeah.
it's obviously changed her a lot.
Yes, she's gotten more. She's definitely grown. She's got mature, but it also keeps her on the straight and narrow. Like, she just don't have time to do anything else but homework and her sports. Like, it keeps her, you know, on the right path.
Yeah.
Rather than – well, we'll see, though. But, yeah, so far, so good, I guess.
Hey, let's talk about Tommy John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you why we're going to talk about it, because we love it so much.
I love Tommy John, especially the loungewear.
Mm-hmm.
I love the pants.
I mean, we talk about this every time we talk about Tommy John because we're obsessed with the lounge pants. Okay, you know the ones I'm talking about, because I have a couple of pairs of Tommy Johns, but the ones that have the elastic waistband that almost look like men's underwear?
Yeah.
I love those.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
It's like the elastic, the exposed elastic, and it says Tommy John on it, and then they're like super
yes.
buttery soft
yes.
lounge pants.
And they're breathable. Like, you know, I get hot sometimes, especially when I'm sleeping. But when I have the Tommy Johns, they don't suffocate me. They don't have, you know, it's that the material is so breathable.
You're not like clawing them off at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You wake up and you're like, oh, I slept in my Tommy Johns all night.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And also, returns and exchanges are free with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
That's right.
Yeah. So see for yourself and get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/FCOL. Shop TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. See site for details. Then we have something else to tell you about, which is pretty exciting.
Yes.
Freshly.
Yes.
Okay. Freshly sent us some food. Here's
mm-hmm.
what Freshly is. It's individual meals. They're refrigerated. They're put together by a chef, and they're instant. You just
instant.
Pop them
you
in the microwave.
You don't have to put them in the freezer. Right.
Right. But they taste 100 times
yes.
better than like a – I want to say a TV dinner, but you know, like a microwave,
right.
your typical frozen one.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh food put together by a chef. It's delicious. And I had one that was so good that was this like buffalo – chicken breast
mm-hmm.
with
I had that one.
You had it with the cauliflower
so
mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes.
It's cauliflower
yes.
though with
yes.
cheese and like turkey bacon bit.
Oh
my
god,
my mouth is watering.
So
about
good.
It.
And Natalia, because she loves the steak, I gave her the
Salisbury steak.
We got the peppercorn steak.
Peppercorn steak.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
So good. She loved it.
LB too.
Perfect too, because when I'm not around, she can come home and put it in the microwave and eat a nice meal.
Yes.
It's
yes.
great.
Yeah. Yeah, delicious, chef-made, nutrient-packed meals delivered straight to your door. You don't have to cook it. It's fresh, never frozen, ready to heat, and enjoy in 3 minutes. What a great
yes.
time saver, and it makes you feel good because they're having an actual
That's right.
delicious, chef-made
mm-hmm.
meal. So stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/FCOL. That's $40 off at Freshly.com/FCOL.
Okay, so earlier the
the nurse called. Mm-hmm. Natalia's in the nurse's office. She didn't tell me, but she fell over the weekend. She was – yesterday, she was doing some dance, and she did a backflip or something. She fell on her back, hit the back of her head. She didn't tell me until this morning when she gets to school, say, I'm not trying to get out of school, but my head is really hurting. And when I touch the back of my head where I hit it, it's very tender and sensitive. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm on my way to record. And then I said, are you nauseous or how's your vision, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, my vision is fine, but I do feel nauseous, but I don't know because I didn't eat breakfast this morning or not. So I'm like, okay, go to the nurse's office. So anyway, while we were recording, the nurse called, but now he texted me and he said, good morning. Based on my assessment, likely mild concussion. Hit the back of her head doing a dance. Symptoms, nausea and headache. And he says, I'm just a nurse. She is resting in the health office unless her symptoms resolve or someone picks her up.
So just let her hang there.
Yeah.
And relax.
Yeah.
Which is what she'll do at home.
Right.
When you go get her.
Yeah. I'm telling him right now I'm at work and she's just going to have to rest.
Default parent.
Yeah.
Can Olga go get her?
I don't know what Olga's deal is because as of Friday, Olga had a little minor surgery last week. She's fine, but she was like in some pain. So she didn't come on Friday. So I don't know. I haven't talked to her yet. I don't know how she's feeling. I don't know what she's doing. I'm just going to tell him I told her to rest and I'll check back. So nice. Anyway.
Speaking of mm-hmm. like kids being old before their time. Okay. So I have a little story. I don't want to waste this, but you know. Okay. So Sadie, I feel like I have a little – oh, I meant to tell you that. So last week we did a Patreon
mm-hmm.
and I took it down.
Right.
And because I was super fired up when we did this Patreon and there were a couple things that I hadn't considered, the story changed a little bit after we recorded the Patreon. And also, I had really been very specific and Xander was a little not super excited about how specific I was. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to re-record that same story. So everybody who was like, well, I missed the story, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to tell you what happened and and I'm not going to take it down.
Okay.
Sometimes we say something on Patreon and – so many people were very understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Few people were like, wow, like, you know, mm-hmm. you take Patreons down a lot. By the way, no, we don't. We took one down in 2021.
All right.
And that's it.
Right.
Like in like April of 2021, we took one down for whatever reason.
Yeah. Why do people think we take them down?
I don't know. But I think they worry we take stuff down sometimes. Because it didn't come up in their feed. And then they're like, oh, did I miss the picture?
There's a discussion about it.
And then there's a discussion. No, they didn't. And then I'll be like, no, it wasn't taken down. It's there.
Right, right, right.
So people are – you know what people are? Paranoid.
Yes.
They're paranoid schizophrenics.
That's right.
And they really – you know what? Get help.
Yeah. Don't blame it on us.
One Patreon was taken down.
Yeah, right.
And I took this one down. And guess what? I'm going to put it back up. I mean, I'm going to tell the story,
okay,
put it up,
good.
And then we're going to do a different Patreon too. So you bitches are going to get a Patreon
right.
yes, and another one.
Right. Okay.
I'm making up for that shit. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
one of the other things that I was going to talk about is how Sadie basically has like one friend.
Okay, yeah.
And that friend, let's just say, can be a little mysterious and inconsistent. I'll say that.
Okay.
Is this what?
Is this the friend that's like kind of hot and cold sometimes or like she can't get a hold of her or she doesn't text back? Or,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But Sadie's pretty focused on that friend.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? And listen, the thing about Sadie is she's very picky when it comes to friends and a lot of people can relate.
Mm-hmm.
She's an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
but also picky. So if she's going to – she's very, very different from me.
Right.
Like I am not that – I'm like yeah, I'll bring the party. Right. I'll – like you know what I mean? If you're not offering me any energy, I'll bring the energy.
Right.
Will
right.
I get tired and be annoyed afterwards? Yes.
Right.
I like somebody else to also have
– yeah.
be fun and have energy.
Right, right.
But I'm not like – I'm happy to just socialize because – as Sadie points out to me, she's like, Mom, you're an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I'm an introvert. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that like what sounds easy for you to do, like go to the mall with someone you don't know is like sounds horrible to me.
Right. And doesn't Sadie kind of – she's okay with it though, right? Like if she doesn't – I mean for the most part like okay with – you know, doing things. I mean, obviously she'd want to have some more friends or something, but like isn't she mostly – most of the time perfectly fine staying home or whatever, doing her thing?
Well, sometimes. But as you know, she struggles with depression.
Right.
So it's so hard as a mom because I cannot help but worry about her. So yes, right. I might be projecting that mm-hmm. like I would not like to be just like – home alone mm-hmm. in my room right. all the time and not have options. Also, like I look at Elby, who has like a million friends,
yeah,
never any downtime, mm-hmm. like constantly, you know, and if she is home by herself, she gets FOMO immediately mm-hmm. and like has to go do something. And even if she's tired and doesn't feel like it, she'll go do something.
Yeah.
So you got one end of the spectrum and then I've got Sadie who – and I get frustrated – not really at her, but at the situation because sometimes I'm like, she seems lonely.
Right.
But I know that there are people that would like to do stuff with her and she's like, eh.
Right.
And she'll say, there's only so many people I can tolerate.
Right.
Right? She's super picky.
Yeah.
But I worry that like, well, when you get used to just being alone, then it makes it even harder.
Mm, right.
Like I'm always like, well, can't you just hang out with so-and-so? Right. She's like, I just can't. Mm-hmm. Like I just can't. I can't take an hour with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have – so – and I think I'm going to tell this on Patreon. She had a back and forth with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was looking like they were not going to hang out. So – but then they did – so I was getting
like
really –
their plans were following through.
Were falling apart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like she wasn't going to get to do anything. And I was looking at like down the barrel of a whole weekend of her not having anything to do,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then that plan did happen. And then she texts me and she – later and she's like, hey – all casual as you want to be. She's like, hey, I got invited to go to the mall tomorrow. And I was like – I tried not to like be like, what? Woohoo! What? I was like, what? Really? Oh. Well, by who? Mm-hmm. Who are you going to go to the mall with?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, just some people from school. I was like, people from school? Like, I'm under the impression that you have no friends, that you just hang out with Xander and, like, Xander's friend. And she's like, oh, just some people I sometimes talk to in the hall.
Oh, nice.
I was like, well, this is some fan-fucking-tastic news.
Right.
I'm way too excited about it, right?
Right.
I'm like, okay, great. She's like, I need to be there at 4 o'clock. I'm like, great. Mm-hmm. I'll take you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's super casual about it. So I go, who are these people? She's like, just some people I know from school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying not to be that, like, mom.
Right.
I'm like, confetti,
like, on standby.
Right, right. Like, do you want some champagne? Do you want a wine cooler? So she goes... I said, well, are they nice? Like, are they mm-hmm. like, I'm trying to figure out if she's going to be just tolerating it, you know? She's like, yeah, no, they're nice. They're like normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is so exciting, right?
And you never heard about them before.
Not one time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try not to, but you know me, I'm like, did you talk to anybody today? Like, anybody say hi to you? Like,
right.
I can't imagine like starting a new school and not one fucking person says hi. Like yeah. that just doesn't seem possible.
Right.
So then I think that people say hi to her. This is in my mind before that. I'm like, people say hi to her and she just – what does she do? Just like get really introverted and go like, hi. Because meanwhile, I hear about Xander's got like a million friends at school.
Right, right.
This person, that person, maybe not outside of school all the time, but he has
at
friends.
At school, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyhow, I'm like, this is exciting. So I take her to the mall. This is yesterday. I get Robin to come meet me. I'm like, listen, I'm taking Sadie to the mall at 4 o'clock. You like, you want to come meet me? And she's like, of course, you know.
No, Robin.
Robin. So I bring her to the mall. She's like, okay, I'm meeting these girls at wherever. So she goes and meets up with these girls. And then I hang out with Robin for a while. But then Robin's like, oh, I got to go home and make dinner for my family. Yeah. Fucking cunt. I was like, wow, okay. I see where your priorities are. So I'm like, well, now I'm all the way in Northridge.
Right, okay.
I live in Encino.
Yeah.
Not to sound like an SNL sketch, but I'm not right. – ain't nobody driving all the way back to Encino and then coming back
definitely
to the mall.
No.
So I'm like, now I got to like eat some Wetzel's pretzels.
Yeah, kill time.
Hide in the food court and read Facebook, which is what I do. Then I spot Sadie and her friends. Lynette, they were like these totally cute, normal girls. They all reminded me of Sadie. There were three of them. One of them had like red in her hair like Sadie does. One of them's wearing kind of like a leopard hat. Like they're like cute.
Yeah.
The little band of eighth grade girls.
Right.
Right. Totally normal, like people I would have chosen as friends for Sadie.
Right.
So and she looks at – oh, and she sees me and she kind of like waves but then like keeps walking. And I was like, good.
Yeah.
Like she's like – and it's just like the four of them and they're all kind of the same height. So, you know, Sadie's
That's
5 feet. They're all like little and kind of like walking together and wearing black.
Right.
Like if you have a – if you're a parent of a teen, you're going to know what I mean when I say not quite emo but like eyeliner. A little color in your hair,
on
black
to,
top. But it's not full emo. They're not like
– depressed and – I mean, you know.
It's – yeah, they're not – but it's like normal teenage girls. So I'm super excited. I'm I snap a – oh, then they're then they go to the food court.
You snap a
and they
picture.
Sit, I took a picture from far away. I was like a spy. Lynette, I was like a full-on like private – like private dick.
Telescope.
Yeah, I did.
Lens,
I got to show
– tele-lens.
I freaking took a picture from the back. I sent it to John. I was like, holy shit, it's on like Donkey Kong. Like the, they're sitting together. They're having a – they're sitting at the mall and John's like, oh, they look normal.
Yeah.
You know, we were super excited. I know. And I then I even sent a picture to LB. I'm like, I got to show Lynette this picture. Here's the them at the mall.
Look at that leopard hat.
That's Sadie from the back. Of course, they're all on their phones, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm excited. So then they all kind of walk over to me at one point and say hi. And two of them are holding like – looks like a stuffed – bear purse.
Okay.
Like, which I'm like, okay, that's cute. Like, the, you know, whatever. And I'm like, they're probably being ironic. Like, it's cute. Okay. So then, anyway, this story does have a point, which is that we go to leave and I'm all like, so they're there for 3 hours. We got there at four. We left when the mall closed at seven.
Wow. Okay.
I only had Robin for like an hour and 15 or 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
So
did
I was,
a lot of sitting at the mall.
Yeah.
I would have sat in my car probably at some point.
I didn't know how soon they were going to be done though.
Yeah.
So like, you know, anyway, so Sadie says, oh, she had fun. She really likes them. They've all been friends with each other since like elementary school. But I'm like, yeah, but it's great that, you know, they're like including you.
Right.
And she's like, yeah.
She has classes
goes, the only
with them?
Thing is she has no classes with them.
Okay.
She goes, the only thing is that they went to Build-A-Bear and they spent like 45 minutes at Build-A-Bear. Like they're really into it. Like they did Build-A-Bear. Like non-ironically. She's like they were into it. Like they wanted –
they wanted a teddy bear with a license and like a birth certificate and everything. Put the heartbeat in there. There's a Build-A-Bear over there?
It's a Build-A-Bear at the Northridge Mall,
Oh.
So Now I'm at a crossroads because, like, part of me wants to be like, I see your point. Like, that's kind of like, really? Like, you're 14? Like,
yeah.
Or you're turning 14 soon.
Right.
Learn to build a bear. But you're also cool and, like,
right.
Have red streaks in your hair and wearing all black. But also it's you went to build a bear.
It's the equivalent of when I used to work at ABC and I would go down the hall and there would be, like, a couple women with their cubicles would be decorated to the hilt with all Disney shit. Because ABC was – so it would be like, I love Disney. I love – like, you know what I mean? Like, you're an adult now. Do you really need to love Disney this much that your fucking cubicle's got, like, you know, Goofy everywhere? Like, was that – like, really? So that is like – like, wow. Okay.
I mean, so Sadie has this other friend that she refuses to – almost ever do anything with,
right.
Who was into unicorns until she was like 14, right?
And wow.
That was the kind of thing where it's like when you're going shopping for your friend's present for her 13th birthday at yes. Justice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem, yeah. Right?
Right.
So I'm like, you know, Sadie, I was like, listen, I like these girls for you. I'm excited. She's like, no, no, no. I'm not even saying like I – she goes, it was just you know, I mean, she was like, they kept saying, like, you want to do a Build-A-Bear? And she was like, I'm good. Like, she's like, plus, Mom, a build, they cost like $50
yeah.
like to make a Build-A-Bear.
Right.
She's like,
that's
yeah,
where they want
other things to spend $50 yeah. on that Build-A-Bear. And I was like, I hear you. I was like, but I will take that over vaping.
Right.
Like, they could be really into vaping.
That's true.
They could be like, listen.
That's true.
I'm going to spend my money on a new vape pen.
Right.
Like, come, let's go to the smoke shop.
Yes.
Like, I was like – and trust that there are 14-year-olds that are in,
right.
super into vaping. I
right.
was like, they could be like, hey, I'm going to go buy a Stizzy
yeah.
and get it personalized
right.
at the mall today. I was
right.
like, I would much prefer Build-A-Bear.
Yes, of course.
Let's be happy with Build-A-Bear. And she was like, right. Yeah, I am. Fine.
But okay, so – but – I love that you're spying on them. But other than that, are they? Does she like them?
I've got like my paparazzi, like really long lens.
Yeah.
I'm like hiding behind Subway.
Right.
Like, let me get a better angle on this. I'm over at the pokey place just like.
Pokey. But like other than that, did she like them? Like did she like hanging out with them?
Yeah, she said it was a little bit – I was like, did you feel good? Like was it fun or was it like socially tiring? And she's like, well – she's like there's – the school she goes to and mm-hmm. you know this is like a lot of Los Angeles schools has like schools within the school.
Right.
One school might have a magnet. They might right. have this. They might have a – you oh, know.
Mm-hmm.
So – these girls are in a different part of the school that she goes to.
Okay.
There's like a magnet and they're in a different part of the school, so she doesn't have any classes with them. But
right.
she sees them in the hall and they have like gym at the same time.
Oh. And they invited her to go out.
They invited
like,
her
that's
to the freaking mall.
So nice.
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
And I told her, I go, you know, LB, when she was in eighth grade, a school closed.
Right.
And a bunch of kids came to their school. Mm-hmm. And one of them, she sort of, LB vaguely knew from when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Julie Kasem's daughter had been friends with this girl. And LB kind of knew her. So mm-hmm. she brought her into their group. So this girl, eighth grade,
right.
like into the school year of eighth grade, got brought into their group. And I was like,
right.
it's just going to take you a little bit to acclimate. You'll
yeah.
start to know the people they're talking about. Or
right, right, right.
You'll start to have, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, does she think she'll, like, hang out with them at lunch?
See, that's where you have to, like, you can't do that. Like, I've learned
right.
the hard way.
Mm.
I can't be like, so do you think you'll sit
right.
with them at lunch? Because I was like, hey, so, like, do you ever sit with them at lunch? I tried that. And she was like, I mean, sometimes.
Okay. All right.
I can't be like, will yeah. you see him tomorrow?
Yeah.
But it was really cute, Lynette, because they hugged her goodbye. Like, they were like, bye, Sadie.
So,
and they were like, they hugged her.
That's so cute.
And they were seemed really nice.
I wonder if all three of them are down with the Build-A-Bear, or maybe one of them is.
No,
maybe
at least two of them
are.
No, she said all of them were into it.
Really?
But they didn't look babyish. You know what I mean? They weren't wearing sparkly clothes or like
–
they were dressed normally.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, look, I don't know. Natalia's still into Disney movies and stuff. You know, it's good. Like, keep them innocent for
a while.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. That I was, I'm with you. Yeah. I was like, this is a great thing to be into compared to what they could be into.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just now have to make Sadie.
Right. Oh, she will,
she's
I think.
Super particular.
Yeah. But she seems like she liked them. And then, you know,
yeah,
little friendship will grow from there. And,
yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. I love that. Do you love when your kids have, like, plans, the ones that stay home all the time and do nothing? I love when Sunny's got plans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially since she seems like she could take or leave plans most of the time.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, this was, like, super
fun.
And we should – well, let's keep it moving.
We should do this more often.
We should. Let's give a shout out to our new people, like the Bittersweet Life podcast.
Yeah,
that's a good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you gonna move overseas, don't do it before you listen to the Bittersweet Life.
Yeah, listen to them first.
Yeah, hear what it's like to actually pick up your life, make a huge life change, any kind of huge life change. Katie and Tiffany, they're your hosts and your tour guides to, like, making big changes in life. They have guests. They do the whole thing. It's a really fun show. Also, Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about other podcasts, you know? She makes you feel better and less alone in motherhood. Check her out, Shameless Mom Academy. Also, The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood. That's the hybrid relaxation storytelling comedy science adventure podcast. That's my friend Chris Mancini. Mm-hmm. He created it, and it's got lots of cool sound design and the two shows, the first and the 15th of every month. Also, Basic Becky.
Mm-hmm.
She will make you a t-shirt. It'll be really soft.
Just put whatever you want on it.
She wants you to know that if you want a t-shirt in March – I think she's going to be taking a spring break, so order your t-shirts now.
Oh, okay.
Because end of March, she's going to be off.
That's good to know.
For a while. So justbasicbecky.com. Check her out. Also, let's do one more. Oh, Acute Designs. They're out of San Diego, but she makes jewelry, hair accessories, and mm-hmm. specialty hair accessories for, like, special occasions, weddings, and hand-poured candles. Real gifty stuff
mm-hmm.
for you to check out. Go to acutedesignsshop.com or find her on Insta or Facebook at Acute Designs. At least check her out, you know?
Yeah.
All right. More next week.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kaylin.
Yep. You're a parent now.
Don't F at us. Would you love to save money on insurance? Well, of course, but who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, and even homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24-hour road assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you could save. Simply go to geico.com to get a great quote or contact your local agent.
This February on Pluto TV, we're putting the spotlight on iconic black talent. Watch your favorite movies like Top 5, 48 Hours, and More Than a Game. And drop in to binge black TV classics like The Bernie Mac Show and Moesha. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels and thousands more movies and TV shows all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.